This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by the Society with Tatum and Kavaya. The Society is an elite membership community for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their faith and their business alongside a community of women who understand their journey. Our signature faith framework, which stands for fasting, acts of obedience, introspection, trusting God and His Word, is the foundation and the backbone of the Society. Within the Society, you get daily devotionals sent straight to your inbox to enhance your study time. You get to interact with group members via our online forum. You get a live weekly prayer call with us, as well as bi-weekly sessions where we cover things from spiritual and personal development sessions and even business-based masterclasses that allow you to grow with your entrepreneurial goals. Try us out for free for 2 weeks and start your trial at blessedandbossedup.com/community. You'll be able to see testimonials from other members. You'll be able to test us out, see past classes. You get access to every class that we've ever done over the last few years. So it's a no-risk opportunity to try us out. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to start your free trial today. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is our midweek episode where I'd like to hop in and give you some bonus content in addition to our usual Sunday full episodes. So today I want to answer a question that I got on my Instagram, and I get this question a lot where they asked about how to receive downloads from God as it relates to the creative aspects of your business. So especially me being a podcaster, I talk a lot about how I don't speak unless God gives me a message to give. And just I speak a lot about just creating from a Holy Spirit centered place. And so a lot of you guys may be in that position where you're like, well, Tatum, I don't understand how to practically do that. And so I have to really emphasize this the same way I did on the last episode where we talked about, like, how do you know if you're living in your purpose? I cannot stress to you guys enough the importance and the benefit of having that consistent, everyday, personal relationship with God. And so when you have that, and you have to cultivate that, like, relationships have to be cultivated. God is there, but we have to get to know Him. We have to get to know how He speaks to us. We have to get to know His character. There's work on our end in order to get to know Him. But once you do that and you just get to know God as your God and to serve Him first and have that dialogue, be able to have that dialogue by praying and hearing from God and things of that nature, that's when you'll start to get or recognize, because He's always speaking to us, that's when you'll start to recognize the creative things that He wants you to do. God is a creative. Tamisha, who speaks at our podcast retreat, she does a creativity presentation, and she always talks about, like, we have access to the biggest creative ever. Like, He created everything. He created the universe. He created us. He created all of the details and the fine
things and the little small details of everything in this world God created, and we have access to his brilliance. And so the answer that I would give for those of you guys who are looking to create from a Holy Spirit centered place is, in addition to having that relationship, have that time where you're cultivating a creative session, right? Let's make it really, really practical. Just like you have those business meetings with God, and we talked about how to do that, have a creative session with God. And I would make this so extra just because, maybe going somewhere, maybe driving your car, going somewhere pretty, somewhere scenic, somewhere away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. If you don't want to drive anywhere, or you don't know where to drive, maybe taking a walk, going to a park, somewhere that separates you from your usual environment and separates you from like technology. So I would take like a notebook and a pen and just sit next to a body of water. I know for me, when I'm able to sit somewhere and I'm separate from everything and I'm able to just chill, like nobody's calling me, I'm not checking emails, I'm not on social media, I'm just spending time away from the hustle and bustle, that's when God really downloads the most to me. So maybe for you, it's taking a walk, going sitting next to a body of water, but just take something so that you're able to write things down. I would even set the atmosphere in the sense of when you're on your way to that place, or if you have headphones in, to play like some worship instrumental. Don't even play songs with words. Just play some type of prophetic instrumentals. There are a ton of them on Apple Music and on YouTube, and maybe Spotify, I'm not sure about that, but usually anywhere you listen to music, you'll be able to find them, and just let those play and just sit, clear your mind from whatever may be going on, but just sit and be ready to receive. You may be even able to just look around and recognize the creative or the attention to detail God has. So if you're on a walk, look at like the center of the flower, like just start paying attention to the small things that we overlook on a day to day. And I think tapping into God's creativity in the natural, separating yourself from the busyness and having something to write with, I think implementing those and just, again, putting yourself in a place where you're super present and paying attention to those things we usually overlook would really help you be able to tap into his creativity. And like I said, God is always speaking. He's always talking to us. It's really just a matter of us silencing everything else that's talking to us so that we can be able to hear, and also having that foundational relationship so that we're able to decipher when it is his voice. So I hope that helps. Thank you guys for listening to this bonus episode, and I will talk to you on Sunday.